Guamelo, Saguamelo, Mina Polo. Mano Wolo Wemi.
Hello again to the radio. This is DJ Guapofu. We've just begun recording our Kent Pittman Encore presentation. We're still listening to a bit of Chucho Valdez here. Listening to the Wukumi of Cantata a Babo Luaye. The poetry we'll be listening to is A Christmas Carol, a poem that Kent Pittman, who's with us in chat, wrote based on A Christmas Carol to remind us about the challenge that faces our species, the challenge of climate change, of global warming, of our continued destruction of the planet, and the day of reckoning that will come if we don't change our ways. Followed by Kent's reading, which I'm starting with after this track, is a translation and reading in Spanish by Mariela Riva, and another translation reading in Portuguese by Renata Castelo Branco. These are called Un Villancico Ominoso and Un Despertar de Natal, respectively. I'll close out with a second English reading of A Christmas Carol by Kent's spouse, Nancy Howard, who is a trained voice actor. Back one of our regular listeners, Jem Log, to the chat. You can find Kent's website, let me pull it up, at nhplace.net, I think it is. nhplace.com for more of his writings and his work. We are recording now. I will also be posting this to the archives along with the main episode. Just got about a minute left. I just want to make sure I had enough time for that. Thank you, Kent. Yes, nhplace.com/Kent. Yeah, I mean, you can even tie, you know, COVID to climate change. I mean, changes in habitat and you know, uncontrolled spread of infectious diseases from climate change. Flooding of so many coastal cities. Think about the proportion of the world's population that's in low-lying coasts. Yeah, it's amazing. Chris Govel just commented that he is loving the African music, that the sounds of Ghana, Nigeria, and Senegal persisted through you know, the very, very cruel history of colonization in Latin America. Whether Wukumi in Cuba or...
By Kent M. Pittman. 'Twas the first iceless Christmas, and all through the world it was warm enough now the last snowflake had swirled. The stockings were hung in the humid night air, in memory of times when St. Nick would come there. The children were sweating atop a clean sheet, wishing somehow they'd manage to beat the night heat. My stories of polar caps had some appeal, but I couldn't explain, it just sounded surreal. I'd point to the freezer, then wave my arms wide. It was just like in there, but they had it outside. The kids couldn't fathom the words they were told, of an ocean of water turned ice by the cold. So my tales of such things must have ended up boring. All I know in the end is it had them soon snoring. Then I kissed their small foreheads and looked to the sky and thought about how we had got here and why. As I watched through the fog and the mist and the haze, a twinkle of something soon captured my gaze. I patiently watched as it moved to our shore. Each moment that passed, I could see a bit more. An orca, 8 dolphins, with someone in tow. Even at SeaWorld, I'd seen no such show. The figure approached, and I poured up some nog. It was plainly St. Nick coming out of the fog. But to my horror, slung over his back, weren't presents, but coal brimming out of his sack. Nor was it the clean kind, or some such confusion. He was angry, you see. There could be no illusion. "You're killing the planet," he said with a frown. "It's time you got busy and turned that around." He fussed and he fretted. He was loaded for bear. Not that any were left, I thought with a scare. And just about then I screamed, and it woke us. It had all been a dream, but in frightening focus. I told of my dream to my kids, still sheet white. "It was awful," I said, "but may soon be our plight." We wrote up a letter to Santa that night. It was different than normal and much more contrite. "Dear Santa," it started, and went on from there. We wanted him knowing we really do care. "We've given no thought to the plight of the elves, as the ice has been melting and falling from shelves. We've taken your toys for a number of years. It's time we helped you, lest more ice turn to tears. Don't worry about us. We're feeling a shift. The earth by itself is enough of a gift. Whatever it takes after this Christmas carol, it's time we wake up to our planet in peril." So we propped up the letter with cookies and tea, and I tucked the kids in, feeling finally free. There was still much to do in the days up ahead, but for now I was calm again, ready for bed. As I drifted, I heard a voice ever so slight,
traducido al español, "Merry Christmas to all, Mariela Riva."
And to all, a cool night.
En muy pocas horas vendrá la primera Navidad sin hielo en toda la tierra. Las medias colgadas esperan pacientes, así como hacían en días ausentes. Los niños, sudando en sábanas blancas, combaten calor que no para por trancas. No sirven mis cuentos de capas polares, ni ellos comprenden si tú explicares. Agito los brazos hacia nuestra nevera. Era como ahí dentro, pero estaba afuera. No comprenden mis hijos tal mundo ajeno, un océano de aguas que antaño era de hielo. Por fin, aburridos, como no lo entienden, cansados de cuentos, contentos, se duermen. Contemplando el cielo, yo beso sus frentes, lamentando la senda a nuestro presente. Y en tanto mis ojos traspasan la nada, un destello que capta al fin mi mirada. Lo observo moverse como si él flotara, se acerca y de a poco mi visión se aclara. Ballena y delfines con marino aplomo avanzan despacio con alguien a lomos. Y veo, sin duda, que aquella figura es Papá Noel escapando la bruma, pero a sus espaldas no lleva regalos, sino bolsas de carbón, como si fuésemos malos. Ni es carbón limpio o tal clase de chiste. Él es tan indignado que me pone muy triste. "¡Matan al planeta!", vocifera resuelto. "Es tiempo de aunarse y darle la vuelta. Parece estar listo para lucha con oso, si no fueran extintos esos seres luctuosos." Despierto con grito que resuena en la calle. Fue todo un sueño, mas con tanto detalle. Relato a mis hijos mi cuento pequeño. "Fue horrible", explico, "la visión de mi sueño". Esa noche escribimos nuestra carta de siempre. No fue como las otras, sino más consciente. "Querido papá", empezaron las palabras, queríamos que sepa que nos importaba. No pensamos jamás ni en ti ni en tus duendes, mientras bloques de hielo se caen fundentes. Aceptamos juguetes sin culpa no más, para que el hielo no sea llanto jamás. No temas por nos, verás un contraste. Por regalo, juramos, el mundo nos baste. Cueste lo que cueste, tras este villancico, tomaremos cuidado de un mundo en peligro. Respaldamos la carta con masas y té, y yo, libre por fin, sin pensar, dormité. Había mucho pendiente, pero estaba con calma. Mi mente feliz, satisfecha mi alma. Y mientras dormía, llegó voz serena, una fresca Navidad y feliz noche.
Era o primeiro Natal sem gelo da história. Da neve, restava apenas uma memória. As meias aguardavam na lareira penduradas, evocavam outro tempo, lembranças passadas. As crianças debatiam-se na cama suada, tentando combater o calor que as assolava. Falava-lhes de calotes polares, outrora naturais, mas elas não compreendiam, suavam surreais. Eu ia apontando para o congelador, era frio como ali dentro, mas no exterior. Elas não acreditavam nas palavras que proferia, sobre um oceano gelado pela temperatura fria. A história acabou por se tornar entediante e em breve se ouvia um ressonar constante. Com um beijo de boa noite, terminei o conto e, afastando-me, pensei como chegámos a este ponto. Enquanto admirava a neblina espessa, avistei um vulto que descia depressa. Observei calmamente a forma que se movia, cada segundo passado mais detalhe eu distinguia. Uma orca e 8 golfinhos puxavam uma figura possante. Eu nunca vira um espetáculo semelhante. A figura aproximou-se e eu senti um formigueiro. Era São Nicolau que saía do nevoeiro. Mas para meu horror e consternação, ele trazia não presentes, mas sim carvão. Não era sequer carvão limpo, nem gracejo parecido. Sem sombra de dúvida, ele vinha enfurecido. Estão a matar o planeta, disse com um esgar. É preciso pôr mãos à obra, é tempo de mudar. Fiquei ali pasmado e a fazer figura de urso. Outro animal extinto, pensei, enquanto ouvia o discurso. Foi então que gritei e logo depois acordei. Fora um sonho tão real que eu mesmo acreditei. Contei tudo aos meus filhos com incredulidade. Foi horrível, disse eu, mas pode em breve ser realidade. Nessa noite, escrevemos uma carta ao Pai Natal, bastante mais séria que o habitual. Querido Pai Natal, começava a mensagem, queríamos ajudá-lo a mudar a paisagem. Não prestámos atenção aos doentes que sofriam. Estivemos distraídos enquanto os polos derretiam. Temos recebido brinquedos todos os anos. A partir de hoje, são as crianças a fazer os planos. Não te preocupes connosco. Sentimos a mudança. A terra é o nosso presente e também a nossa herança. Custe o que custar, lutaremos contigo. É tempo de acordar para o nosso planeta em perigo. Deixámos a carta, o chá e os bolinhos preparados e fomos para a cama, agora mais descansados. Havia muito a fazer nos dias por vir, mas por ora estava calmo, pronto para dormir. Ouvi uma voz baixinha enquanto adormecia. Feliz Natal a todos. E a todos uma noite.
It was the first iceless Christmas, and all through the world it was warm enough now. The last snowflake had swirled. The stockings were hung in the humid night air, in memory of times when Saint Nick would come there. The children were sweating atop a clean sheet, wishing somehow they'd managed to beat the night heat. My stories of polar caps had some appeal, but I couldn't explain, it just sounded surreal. I point to the freezer, then wave my arms wide. It was just like in there, but they had it outside. The kids couldn't fathom the words they were told of an ocean of water turned ice by the cold. So my tales of such things must have ended up boring. All I know, in the end, is it had them soon snoring. Then I kissed their small foreheads and looked to the sky, and thought about how we had got here and why. As I watched through the fog and the mist and the haze, a twinkle of something soon captured my gaze. I patiently watched as it moved to our shore. Each moment that passed, I could see a bit more. An orca, 8 dolphins, with someone in tow. Even at SeaWorld, I'd seen no such show. The figure approached, and I poured up some nog. It was plainly Saint Nick coming out of the fog. But to my horror, slung over his back weren't presents, but coal brimming out of his sack. Nor was it the clean kind, or some such confusion. He was angry, you see. There could be no illusion. "You're killing the planet," he said with a frown. "It's time you got busy and turned that around." He fussed and he fretted. He was loaded for bear. Not that any were left, I thought with a scare. And just about then I screamed and it woke us. It had all been a dream, but in frightening focus. I told of my dream to my kids, still sheet white. "It was awful," I said, "but may soon be our plight." We wrote up a letter to Santa that night. It was different than normal and much more contrite. "Dear Santa," it started, and went on from there. "We wanted him knowing we really do care. We've given no thought to the plight of the elves as the ice has been melting and falling from shelves. We've taken your toys for a number of years. It's time we helped you, lest more ice turn to tears. Don't worry about us. We're feeling a shift. The earth by itself is enough of a gift. Whatever it takes after this Christmas carol, it's time we wake up to our planet in peril." So we propped up the letter with cookies and tea, and I tucked in the kids, feeling finally free. There was still much to do in the days up ahead, but for now I was calm again, ready for bed. As I drifted, I heard a voice ever so slight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a cool night."
We hope you've enjoyed this performance of A Christmas Carol by Kent Pittman, performed by Nancy Howard. Copyright 2008 and 2014 by Kent M. Pittman. Performance copyright 2014 by Kent M. Pittman and Nancy J. Howard. All rights reserved. Find us on the web at nhplace.com. That's NH, like New Hampshire or Nancy Howard. nhplace.com.
Wow, that was just fantastic. Thank you, Kent, for sharing those MP3s with me. I'm glad we could coordinate everything in time for the episode. I think I can speak for all of us when we can say that poetry was not only important and poignant, but also really stimulating and amusing at the same time. So thank you again for sharing that with me. I'm really glad we could add that encore presentation after the main episode, and we'll have to have, you know, more episodes like that. I know Juan Luis Guerra's album, Arieto, is really a protest album. I might just do one show that's just that album. But anyway, thanks again, Kent, for sharing those tracks. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll post this in the archive so you can listen to it forevermore. Thanks for listening, and have a great start to your weekend.